Now, Ed, I know you're following the rules by seating the latecomers over there. But today I want you to fill that big hole back there before I walk out of here. For God's sake, I don't mind coming here. Doing my job, preaching the faith. And will till they have to carry me to a pulpit. Do what I said, Ed, seat them there. Not there, fill the area behind. I'm about to walk out of here, so try to get on my side, ushers. I'm not sure I'm not walking out still. But I am telling you this. Give me this crowd next Sunday. I will walk out of here and the rest of this ministry will be done at King's House 1 until this congregation wakes up. In fact, don't bother. Don't bother. I have said it on festival. I learned in Springfield, Missouri, my first assignment when I came out of Stanford. Don't ever expect a congregation to minister to the pastor when he needs it. Why would I think any differently? This giant church that was one of the leading churches in Los Angeles, down to 104 or 105 who voted me in because a faithful pastor of 28 years had weakened with a pacemaker in his heart. I asked the congregation last Sunday, being honest with you, which I didn't have to be. Jesus didn't tell everybody everything. He didn't tell them the whole truth. You've been spoiled immeasurably with a pastor who has always been forthright and told you everything. You didn't have to read it in papers. I told you I was going into daily radiation, would be unable to be live at 7 o'clock. So could I count on you? Needed more than any other time to keep your voice of faith commitments and be in the studio. I got a call one of the days this week in which they had freed time earlier in the day. And thus I was able to get out and make it to festival in time to open at 8 o'clock. There was a third to half of the voices of faith that I had regularly seen there when you didn't know which night, but knew I would be there some of the nights live at 7 o'clock. I have said the 29 years I'm here, if those that have been let out, now you're doing it right, Ed. Bring them right through that door. If those who had been led out of Egypt and delivered through all that they had been delivered, would periodically want to stone Moses, who am I? Now, I don't want any applause and I don't want any reaction. I will read in the obituary of the death of many of the woe-sayers who think that my ministry is coming to an end. I will outlive them. I will whip this cancer as I did 4 years ago. And I will survive this test of faith because I aim to make it home. But I'm in no shape to coddle this snot-nosed baby congregation that has persecuted me for 29 years with red seats and vacancy on the phones. Go find yourself another Askison pastor. And the service I've already decided, the service next Sunday will be in King's House 1. And you will fill King's House 1 before these doors ever open again. Now, what you better begin praying about right now is whether or not I will stay here and preach the message today. Now, give me, well, why are you punishing those of us that are here? Sheep produce sheep. I don't belong to you. I belong to Jesus, my Lord, who died for me. I have shepherded you faithfully for 29 years. Now it's time to grow up or ship out. Turn your head around and look at the empty seats. If you can't see, just keep turning around. Take another look. Parking, security, a Bible seminary cannot teach you the history of God's Word like these treasures on display here. And I come in pain and from a sick bed every Sunday. To a willy-nilly congregation that takes me and God for granted. Tragedy, there are first-timers here today. Fine, they can tune on the TV, that's what they've been doing. Greg and his wife flew over from Phoenix. My bet is he's on my side. Not tolerable, folks. Not tolerable. And if you feel very special about yourself, how many times did you show up on festival this past week? How many of you are not tithing? How many of you fasted even a half a day and prayed for your pastor this week? How many of you called somebody and made an effort to bring a guest? While you preen yourself in the comfort that you'll always get the level of God's Word you get every Sunday. How many of you are participating in Secret 16? I'm not asking for hands. How many of you made your tabernacle commitment? How many are preparing for the first fruits? Words are cheap. If you're not growing, you're dead in God. Now, I haven't decided that I'm not walking out of here. So there's only going to be one offering. Two offerings don't even cover the expenses of conducting this service where we came in faith downtown. But that intrudes on the comfort zone. You just join in the band of those, all the great Protestant churches that fled downtown. Now the traffic's bad. It's for me too. It may come as a surprise to you that the offering every Sunday does not cover the expense of having the service down here each week. Forget the cost of the building. As we provide everything, you're a spoiled, ingracious congregation. While your pastor's facing what would kill other people, you can't even step up to the plate for 1 week. The usher's come, it's offering time, and this will be the only one. So if you came prepared for two, you put it all in this one. And you better pray. Because if I don't have a change of mind, there is no change of mind. Next Sunday we meet at King's House 1. Period. You will never see the inside of this cathedral again until you fill King's House 1. Is that understandable? There's another big cathedral in town that has the clout to get a highway sign telling, a state paid for, by the way, highway sign saying where to exit. Go over there. They cater to you. You don't have to walk the walk of faith. They'll do it all for you. Just assign you a little penance. Church will save you. Church will keep you. Church does everything. This is a faith place. We're going back to Faith Center until you wake up. Now, I'll listen to God as I sit here, whether I stay and preach this morning. I'm on the battlefield. I will see those of you that mean business at King's House 1 next Sunday. And I will measure you this week as voices of faith. You will never see the inside of this cathedral again until you decide you mean business for God and will step up during this crisis. I will see you at King's House 1 next Sunday. This service is over.